AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The CDC is set to ease guidance for wearing masks. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A person briefed on the announcement says the agency will recommend fully vaccinated people can safely stop wearing masks inside most places. It will still call for masks in crowded settings like buses, planes, and hospitals, but the guidance could ease restrictions for reopening workplaces and schools. The CDC will also no longer recommend that fully vaccinated people wear masks outdoors in crowds. The announcement comes as both the agency and the Biden administration face pressure to ease restrictions on the fully vaccinated, in part to highlight the benefits of getting the shots. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says the number of people filing for unemployment last week fell to a new pandemic low. The president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, is calling for a full return to in-person learning in the fall and says the union is all in. President Biden is telling people in the South impacted by the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, no panic buying.
We expect the situation to begin to improve by the weekend and into early next week, and gasoline supply is coming back online, and panic buying will only slow the process.
The president says he does not believe the Russian government is responsible for the cyber attack, but the attackers may be from Russia. They are familiar sounds in Israel and in Gaza. Hamas sent a heavy barrage of rockets deep into Israel. Israel pounded Gaza with more airstrikes. Egyptian negotiators held in-person talks with the two sides, intensifying efforts at mediation. A judge in Minneapolis ruled the trial of three former police officers charged with aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd will be pushed back to March of next year, in part to allow the publicity over Derek Chauvin's conviction to cool off. This is AP News. Relief at the gas pump is on the way, but people need to be patient.
While Colonial Pipeline has restarted operations, it may take a few days for some gas stations to reopen.
So within 72 hours, I think we're going to see a lot of relief within the South and Southeast, especially Southern Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia.
And what would help, says AAA spokeswoman Jeanette Castellano, don't rush out and get gas if you don't need it, especially in the Southeast.
If you have fuel in your car right now and you're in those areas and that's enough gas to get you through the next few days, you know, don't panic and run to the gas station right now.
And if you're worried about a Memorial Day getaway,
we expect gas to be fine at that point and people to really just enjoy the kickoff to summer.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A source tells the AP the Pac-12 has hired the president of MGM Resorts Sports and Entertainment, George Kliavkoff, to be the conference next commissioner. He previously worked with Major League Baseball Advance Media. Ed Donahue, AP News.